Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Sheila Zielinski Show. Wow, we have an insane world gone completely mad. I'm titling this teaching, this talk, God's Remedy for a World Gone Mad. Because you know what, folks? Look around. Even take 5 minutes and scroll through Twitter or any social media. The world has gone ravening mad. What does it say there in Deuteronomy 28:28? Let's read that scripture. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Now, when you do a study on the Hebrew, do you know that word there means, this word here, madness, means ravening mad? Have you read anything coming out of these liberals? Have you checked some of these Democratic? Look at this. Listen to this. This is liberal logic. I'm going to read something to you that I found on somebody's Twitter account. Get this. Her name is, I'm embarrassed, her first name is Sheila, but @Sheila_Pinnell wrote this. And brace yourself for this, folks. I want to bash some heads in or have them assassinated or wish for them to die a long, slow death by COVID because they refuse to wear a mask. And in capitals, I'm sick and tired of the hate and I mostly just want to live in peace. So that's what I'm going to aim for. Really, Sheila P., because you want to bash some people's heads in or have them assassinated or wish for them to die? Folks, these liberals are utterly insane. This is logic lunacy 101. You know, and of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died. And, you know, I had a lot of Christian friends that were posting, rest in peace, Ruth. And I thought, you Christian phonies saying rest in peace? There's no rest where that mass murdering butcheress hag went. Folks, she killed more babies and ruined more lives than Hitler, Mao, and Stalin combined. And that's a fact. This baby butcher feminist icon from hell? What kind of a word is this? Rest in peace. Is that not a stupid term? Rest in peace. I wonder why we actually say that. No, there's no rest, but ding dong, the witch is dead. And boy, I'm praying that Amy Coney Barrett is the next SCOTUS. I'm going to be praying for that. She's quite a phenomenal woman. She's an outspoken Catholic. She's dead against abortion. And I will tell you, she's quite a phenomenal lady with quite a track record. And she is just a phenomenal woman. I really do hope. God help her. I don't think Brett Kavanaugh's circus ridiculous has got nothing on what we're going to see in the coming months as President Trump puts forward a nominee. And I don't know when he's going to put that forward. It's evening of Monday, the 21st of September. So I'm not sure when Trump is going to do that. Probably within the next 72 hours for sure. And I really hope that is who he picks. But let's get back to, you know, one of the things I've been getting emailed a lot, and this is really serious because, you know, I've really never heard any pastors really talk about this. And I am going to talk about this. You know why? Because when we look around at all these, you know, again, the world being circling around the toilet bowl, morally bankrupt, the world is in utter turmoil. How is a person expected to cope in this absolutely crazy world gone, as Deuteronomy 28:28 says, ravening mad? Because it's not just these tyrannical overlords and the absolute lunacy of the left, the mask of the beast, the masked madness. You know, I always liken it to the AMC's Walking Dead zombie apocalypse. You know, line up, get your shot, put on your mask, be nice little compliant, little complacent minions acquiescing to this. I mean, it is so tiring living in the world, isn't it, folks? All this 7 months of a 14-day lockdown, this is lunacy. And you know what? It grinds you down. And what is Satan's modus operandi? It's to wear out the saints. And doesn't it wear you out? Because, you know, everywhere I go, I just see the world crumbling, you know, and everywhere I go, it's, do you have any signs of COVID? Do you have a fever? Please stand together by standing apart. We're all in this together, apart. Please stay 6 feet distance. Make sure you socially distance. Keep your distance. These distancing donkeys are just, that is the order of the day, isn't it? It is just absolute, I'm going to have to come up with a new word for just when absolute lunacy is the order of the day. You know, demons are manifesting in people like crazy. Well, look at the post I just read. These insane liberals, they've lost their mind. The who's who of the global elite have brought in this pandemic to shut the world down. They didn't need United Nations blue hats, these devils that work for the United Abomination. They don't need that. They just want you to line up, get your slick Billy Eugenicist Gates shot in the arm. Steve Quayle said it best, a shot in the arm, a shot in the head. Either way, you're dead. And you know what, folks? That's a fact. I'm not going to be a human lab rat for these globalist freaks. And it's hard not to give up hope when we just get pummeled and pummeled and inundated with this. How can anyone stomach this? You know, I tune in different. Sometimes I'll tune in on Sirius XM, the Christian channel, listen to some of these pastors. And you know what? I think, are you serious? You know, it's like they just bury their head in the sand. And I find it tough not to get depressed, especially when you're awake to what's going on. For example, I just did a show. It's a under 7-minute show exposing LeBron James, NBA god that he is. He's worshipped as a god. And I thought it was a very, very quick, you know, under 10-minute expose. A lot of you know I've been covering all these celebrities for 10 years. Katy Perry, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Adam Levine, Lady Gaga, all these satanic, occult, Freemasonic symbolism and these hidden codes. I've done so many advanced teachings on Freemasonry. I've delved into the occult and high-level witchcraft, the Kabbalah witchcraft, Egyptian Kemet. For years and years, I've exposed this. So now I just got picked up on ESPN and MSN picked me up. Conspiracy theorist calls LeBron James an Illuminati wizard. Isn't that just Kookville headline? You know, because again, I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. You know, I'm the head of the tinfoil hat brigade, the conspiracy clown posse. It's not a conspiracy theory, which is just a term that they came up in the late 50s. The CIA came up with that term for anybody questioning the official narrative. I've talked a lot about that over a decade. Oh, I just, this is really interesting. In the province of Alberta, Canada, you're not allowed to get QAnon on your license plate. What business is it of anybody what you get on a personalized license plate? You cannot put Q, QAnon, Q sent me. You can't put anything like that. I mean, we're living in a time where everybody's a conspiracy theorist if you don't go along with the official liberal narrative. These socialist demagogues, these insane crazies. Oh, Nancy's got much more arrows in her quiver. Did you see her little clip of a meltdown? Did her programming go awry here? And here's the kicker. I mentioned this on a show last week. The twindemic. Line up and get your flu shot because the flu is going to be incredible this year. Hey, you thought COVID was bad. Look out. You know, these devils are not going to stop, are they? And it's tough not to get depressed, especially again when you're awake to this new world order disorder. It's all encompassing. It's ubiquitous. How do you possibly stay hopeful in the midst of all of this in a world gone mad? Every time that I feel despondent over what's happening in our world, and I see from my emails that many of you are, you know what I'm reminded of? I'm reminded of Hebrews 13:8. I'm reminded that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the one constant in this mad world, and our relationship to Him makes everything right. Even when we look around and it's just so depressing and it's a lot to take on the weight of the world. People are depressed and they're anxious, they're fearful. Never have we had this kind of fearfulness. But Jesus will never abandon us as believers or reject us. He won't. That makes sense even out of a world gone mad, because the common reaction of a lot of these cotton candy, comatose, Pied Piper pastors, it's to bury their head in the sand. They pretend life is going on as it always has. It's going to get back to normal, but in their hearts, they know it won't. There's no source of information widely available today that seems to offer any answers or solutions to be anywhere even remotely trustworthy. Most pastors and Christians, you ever notice, like going back to when I was listening to this, I was driving, so I had a couple hour drive and I'm listening to Sirius XM and I happen to hit a channel, and these pastors, it's just these trite, meaningless answers or just quoting random scriptures, you know, just to be quoting them, but there's no life-giving meaning or power. It falls flat. The good news is that there's good news. There are answers. The Bible is the pure and inspired word of God given to us and the source of all wisdom, all knowledge, and all truth. And you know what it is? It's precisely what it claims to be. It's 100% true and accurate and trustworthy. And it's a roadmap for what's coming very soon to every inhabitant on the earth. I think the Bible today reads more like a newspaper. Bible prophecy reveals that many inhabitants of the earth in the last days of the Great Tribulation are going to be deceived by signs and wonders and false prophets and false Christ. Matthew 24:24 reveals that only the elect will not be deceived. You know, the hard truth of it is the world's been ruled by the devil. the father of lies, and his minions for the past 6,000 years. And as such, almost everything that we are ever told or taught are hideous lies. They're designed to deceive all of mankind and keep us on the road to hell. There just seems to be no way to escape the blighting effect of what's going on in this world, this fallen world. Is there any way out of this madness? What's the solution? Well, in a word, God's remedy for the ills of this fallen world is Jesus Christ. It's the promise concerning the coming of our Lord, our great Messiah and King. One of the big causes of so much fear in the world today is the lack of economic security. The hearts of so many people are filled with fear lest they lose their means of livelihood and be reduced to being out on the street. They fear hunger or being evicted from their house or not being able to feed their family. But you know what? We have assurance for this world gone mad, because what does the Bible say? What does Matthew 6:25 tell us in verse 25? Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. Is not life more than meat and the body than raiment? Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, 31, take no thought, saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this is the key point. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. But Sheila, I'm just fearful. What does Philippians 4, 6 through 7 tell us? Be not anxious about anything. Well, there's some things you should worry about. No, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by what? Prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your request made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Jesus Christ. Folks, we have to be getting in the Word daily. A lot of people, I look around, I think, there are so many people that are just absolutely biblically malnutritioned. The Word of God starved. There's a famine in the land for the Word of God. And this is why we have to, just like we have to physically eat every day, we need to be getting in our Word and spiritually feed ourselves every day. The Word of God feeds our soul. The Word is a discerner. That daily scripture reading fuels and nourishes your spirit. But so many are biblically anemic, holy scripture deficient. Don't be one of those people. Make a commitment to get in your Word daily. Why? Because Jesus said something very profound that should make you want to get in your Bible every single day. What did he say? One of my favorite scriptures, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. All scripture is profitable. And I thank God that he has made it so simple of all to understand. When you get in the Word, when your faith is tested, God speaks to you through his Word. Your faith gets stronger and stronger. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And as we study and meditate on his Word, we would grow and we develop the measure of faith that God has given us when we become Christians. Romans 12:3 tells us that. God says, without faith, no one can please God. God's Word is powerful. You got to read the Word. You got to speak the Word. You got to apply the Word. You got to act on it. We want to let our light shine in this dark world, don't we? Faith without works is dead. I'm not talking about works like I'm going to go off to my neighbor and help him put a roof on. That's not the kind of works that it's talking about. It's like your works are your actions. It's like your actions that result from you feeding on the Word. It's just a natural outflowing. When you hold a cup of coffee under a tap of running water, as that water runs in, all the black in that coffee runs out. And that's how I kind of liken to, as you're reading the Bible, you know, everything that's got you suppressed, dark, ominous, feeling down, feeling in a funk, feeling depressed, feeling anxious. As you feed on God's Word, it's like it pushes all that dark junk out and it just feeds and nourishes your soul. It's like living water, right? The Word calls it living water. John 4:10, he will give you living water. When you realize the great love of God who sent his son to be the redeemer and savior of the world, paying the tab for all of it. Jesus did that at the cross. When you think about the fact that Jesus is the author and the planner of this grand design, the promises of God assure us that there is hope. And that's the remedy for a world gone mad. Could we really ask for more assurances from God's word that he has indeed provided a remedy for the ills of a world gone mad? Yes, God has provided a means for the healing of the nation. The kingdom of God is nigh at hand. We have to build up our faith, especially in this time. Romans 5:1, through him we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Deuteronomy 31:6 tells us, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Psalm 39:7, and now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Jesus Christ is the remedy for a world gone mad. Psalm 71:5, for you, O Lord, are my hope and my trust. You know, Jesus said that we are going to have afflictions in this life. He certainly did. So we're in good company, aren't we? And then you press in to God. We got to lean in, press in. Remember the scripture, the power of his might? That's where we have to press into. That's what we have to cling to. The power of his might. None of this is getting by God. The word says these times are going to come. Can you believe that fill in the blank? Yeah, I can believe it because guess what? It's talked about in Bible prophecy. As it is written, so shall it be. These times are foretold. And again, nothing is escaping God when we look at all this insanity. Do you think this is slipping by God? So when pressure's on and more pressure mounts, our response needs to line up with the word of God. Listen, you're going to either believe the word of God and you're going to believe that it's true, or you're not. God is who he says he is. You know, Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. James 13:17-20 talks about faith without works is dead. It's our response to the word of God that's important. Because I'll tell you something, if you're relying on self, well, good luck with that. But if you put your trust in God and you cling to God and you press into God, I promise you, you will get through. Yeah, we live in perilous times, but it's exciting times too. Matthew 18:20 tells us something incredible when it comes to the power of prayer. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Let's exercise our authority through spiritual warfare and prayer today. Let's come together in one accord. Father God, I just pray for every one of the listeners that is listening right now to the sound of my voice. Father, I ask you to bless them in a very special way today as they are listening to this program. I ask for a renewed Holy Ghost fire on the people right now, Father. All these things that are happening sort of concurrently at the same time, the world is in chaos and turmoil, but we know that we can cling to you, we can depend on you, we can come to you, Father. Jesus is truly the answer, the only remedy for a world gone mad, a world in utter turmoil. All the absolute lunacy of the day, Father, we're asking you right now. As we come together today, Father, we thank you that we have power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And we are exercising that now. I take authority over all these bioweapons, these biological weapons, the witchcraft, the black magic, the sorcery, the Luciferianism, all these spells and incantations. I bind these things up. All these thought forms, the egregory spirits that are operating in this, the haze, the steel box, as my friend Mark calls it, the witchcraft insanity. Your thoughts are not your own. That whole thought form, the mind control, the spirits of mind control, witchcraft mind control, the mind binding, psychic mind power, psychic prayer. All these mantras, tantras, all the uncertainty, we're never going to go back to normal, the caution, the anxiety that people have, the depression. Father, I bind the spirit of depression off the people, and I command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind the prince of the power of the air, and I cut off all those spirits, the spirit of the princes, the spirit of pride and fury, the spirit of the world, mammon, the spirit of the world. We break the power of that thing right now in the name of Jesus. All these mind control controlled and MKUltra spirits and all the programming and the conditioning that's going on, Father. The trying to acclimate us to all these agendas. Father, we break the power of that right now. SARS, Mars, serpentine spirits, octopus, snake, scorpion spirits. We break the power of that thing right now in the name of Jesus. All the fear, the paralyzing fear, all the control, the conjuring, the alchemy, the witch doctors, their sorcery and incantations. We break the power of all conditioning, code words, like again, social distancing, flattening the curve, stand apart, stay apart, be apart. That is a mind control programming mantra. All the spirits that are operating in this, the Freemasonic spirits, the spirits of alchemy, the spirits of Kabbalah, Gematria, we break your power and command you to go to zero right now. All sorcery, magic, lunar magic going on right now, Father. Even the Mercury retrograde spirits that are coming right now at the end of this month, we break the power of that. All these druids that are casting these incantations with Mercury retrograde, we break the power of those things in the name of Jesus. All this distortion, the spirits of distortion, we bind you and break your power, command you to go. Come on, get off the people now. This veil over people, the cloaking, the witchcraft cloaking, changing your mind, the primal response with no logic, all this indoctrination of acceptance. We need to think differently, act differently in this time of uncertainty. We break that witchcraft mind control. We come against the spirit of Antichrist. All the spirits right now that are operating in the people, tormenting them with unease, dis-ease, anxiety, panic, fear, spirits of paralyzation, the negativity, the depression, pessimism. We break the power of that, all the hopelessness. As my friend Mark calls it, the hope breaker spirit. I break the power of the hope breaker spirit. Fear of going crazy, the double-mindedness, the spirits of schizophrenia. I break your power. Come off the people now, the lack of control, out of control, rejection of your beliefs, doubt and unbelief. Come on, depression, despair, death, murder, and suicide. We come against you and we break your power in the name of Jesus. We command you to go to zero right now. This cult of Moloch and Baal worship, the cult of Osiris, all these pedivores, we come against them. Father, we loose civil war into the enemy's camp and we ask you to reveal all those taking plots against us as believers. These Babylonian magic witchcraft covens, the media mind control, the psychological warfare. In the name of Jesus, we bind those spirits and command them to go. This new normal, the new world order, the spirit of the new world order disorder. We break that now in the name of Jesus. We break off this power of the vaccine as savior. Father, we come against the spirits that are behind those pushing the vaccine right now. We ask you to wake up your people out of their dystopic trance that thinks, oh, if I get a vaccine, everything will be fine. The agenda of united, I call them abominations, united abominations, that just keep inundating people to accept this one world order agenda. All the trauma from all this COVID shutdown, Father, I break the power of it. All sorcery and witchcraft that is operating behind this 7-month agenda, Father, in the name of Jesus, we send those demons right now to the feet of Jesus Christ to be tormented right now. We pray for a supernatural hedge of protection around this SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. Father, we put a hedge of protection around it. We ask you to appoint your person to it, Father. We put the blood of Jesus against all this liberal lunacy nightmare that is coming at us. We ask you to rip the veil back on all those evildoers, Father. Reveal the agenda behind all these satanic minions, Father. We come against their agenda, this socialist agenda. It's not really socialism, it's actually Satanism is what it is. And we break the power of that thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And by the shed blood, I loose on the people power, love, and a sound mind. There's a scripture there in Romans 15:13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Father, I loose hope right now in Jesus' name. A renewed hope and strength and vigor and vitality in the people rising up saying, we are going to fight against this, fight back. For all the ones that have just given up, Father, renew their minds. For everyone listening, Father, I pray for their families. I pray for supernatural divine healing right now. Any person that is suffering from some kind of physical infirmity, some affliction, I speak healing to that thing right now in Jesus' name. I command those infirmities to loose you and let you go right now. I command those infirmities to go in the name of Jesus. Move out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, according to Hebrews 1:14, you send angels around the people shoulder to shoulder, so no evil will penetrate. And Father, lastly, we lift up the President of the United States. We pray for supernatural divine strategies, and we come against all those that are taking evil plots against the President of the United States. And Father, I personally come against this vaccine agenda. All these evildoers, these sociopathic evil demons, like the Bill Gates of this world, Father, I ask them to be shut down. Even Paul declared blindness on those partaking in evil against God's people. So right now, we loose Warren to the enemy's camp. Reveal all the evildoers. Bring it into the light, Father, all their evil deeds. We thank you now, Father, for everything you're doing. We just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I thank you, everyone, for tuning into the program. We'll see you real soon. Good night, and God bless you.